One of the rivers ordinarily is just a creek. It's narrow, St. Cinta River. And it heads, St. Cinta River heads just a little north of some land we own out on Highway 32, Navasota. Brian, there's quite a big drainage area. And I saw it one day. Didn't rain a drop on our place about, 5 miles or more south of the headwater. But a wall of water about 4 feet high came tumbling down through that country. It had just been a flood up at the headwater. And we didn't see it in time to get the cattle out. And there were knolls in the bottom, high places in the bottom where the cattle were laying down that night. And when that wall of water hit, they were flooded and they had to swim out. I've forgotten which way, but there's another place about equal size, a couple of thousand acres in each one. We lost 20 cows in one place and 20 calves in another. The brush would hit these cattle and knock the feet out from under them. They'd drown. And from then on, whenever it thundered anywhere in the vicinity, those cows, you hear those cows low for their calves and low for each other, and they'd go to the hills. And they came out every afternoon. They didn't take any chances. They got up on high ground from then on. And it's worth a lot to you to have cows that are trained for the hazards of that particular country. We used to run cattle in about 35,000 acres in St. Cinta County one time, as well as up here. And we leased that, decided we'd cut down on our cattle operation and we had leased this country and getting cattle out. The man didn't want selling some. And I offered to sell him the cows in the, I've forgotten what price. He thought it was too high. I said, well, Tom, it's all right. I don't mind. If you don't want them, you don't want them. But that pasture, this one particular pasture, I would recommend that you think seriously buying those cows. Because it's got a lot of quicksand in those creeks. And those cattle know it. If you bring in strange cattle, you're going to have to watch them awful carefully. You're going to lose a lot of them because they won't know where how to cross those creeks. Avoid those quicksand spots. And he thought he knew better. I brought the cows on up here to Walker County. In 2 or 3 weeks, I sold them for about $20 a head, more than I asked him for them. They saw him next year. He said, God, I wish I'd listened to you. He said, I fooled around, drove all over the damn country, all cattle in, and when I ended up, I believe my cattle all cost me, you'd say $5 a head, more than you offered to take for them. And I lost about 10% of them in that particular pasture, just like you told me I would. By God, I wish I had a little more sense than I've got. I said, well, I knew you were going to do it, Tom, but